Something you were doing when we spoke 8 years ago was looking for a name for your nuts.
Yeah.
You had been, your first product is fermented nuts, and you were very concerned that people would not want to buy something that was called fermented, and you found this name Activated, which is, sounds great.
But yeah.
Do you think that has changed over the years?
I left the business about 2 years ago, and it's going really well. It's like it's just going better and better. That's to die for, Live Foods in Byron Bay. And there's a full range of nuts now. I started with walnuts, but there's about 7 or 8. Definitely the understanding is spreading about all this. And all these people making great, you know, raw cakes.
We're talking on the first belly of spring. So is it a good thing to eat some naturally slow fermented foods?
Oh, I don't relate to the seasons. I just eat bread all year round.
You're my kind of man.
Bread and different tops, you know, that's about it. Occasionally I have make a big batch of quinoa and eat it over the next 5 days, and I like eating simply. And the bread's so sustaining with the incredible levels of protein in it that have been broken down, and carbs.
I find myself often saying, oh, we've got no food in the house, and it actually means the bread's run out.
Oh, I was so pleased to hear that you're still making the bread after 8 years.
Yeah.
I'm actually not a very good baker. I taught a good friend in Byron called Sam Elliott, and he's much better baker than me. I just work it all out.
You're an inventor and investigator.
Yeah, I like that. I didn't stay with the nut business, even though it's booming. I mean, I'm happy for it to be booming. I like to keep creating things. But this is all traditional too. See, it's not really... I'm just uncovering things.
Of course, there are many other wonderful foods that are made with wheat or based with wheat, and I'm certainly thinking of pasta, which so many Australians eat several times a week. Is there a way to make that more digestible?
Pasta's fortunate in that it has already been had water added to the flour. That's a small concession towards some sort of breakdown. Then it's dried again. But I've made some pasta from long fermented wheat and hand rolled them and stuff like that. Fed them to an Italian friend, a couple of mine, and they loved it. It's the same thing, you know. You make anything. You make the best gravy. You make, you know, how people use flour, raw flour, to make gravy in their meat tray or something. But if you soak the wheat overnight in soak the flour overnight in a lot of water. And just stir it a lot, and then you can put a lid on and keep it in the fridge for a week and use it as gravy each time. It's the most beautiful, delicious gravy because you've got this umami factor released again, and it's just taking the wheat a stage further, just preparing in advance, soak the flour in water overnight, and then you've got this wonderful gravy mix.
When you're talking about doughs, so not just pasta, but I'm thinking your shortbread and other doughs, if people were to make it at 24 hours before they need it and keep it. Do you think that would be enough to get some of this
action? Absolutely. That's more than adequate. It's really well broken down by then.
And
that's just a matter of, you know, planning ahead the next day. It takes a little getting used to the cycles, but... but it's worth it, like amazingly worth it.
And even in our North Coast weather, if you need to keep it in the refrigerator, it still all happens?
No, you don't. You always leave the first 24 hours of any fermentation process, you leave open to the atmosphere at room temperature. It's not in the fridge. It freezes the whole activity. It doesn't kill it. It just delays it until you're back into the atmosphere again. Overnight's long enough for any sort of dough. Oats are different. Oats should be soaked overnight before they're cooked. They've really got some powerful natural elements that need breaking down. So I soak my oats for about a day and a half before I cook them.